This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Massive weather delays and problems and snags across the country, and it was Palm Sunday. So much to talk about as I am in the home studio back from Miami after a week in kind of a wild and crazy city. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. If you're a first-timer, well, welcome, and you know how we roll if you've been here before. Coming up this hour, your thoughts when we go to the mailbag, plus the man cave, LSU with a big win on the women's side in college hoops, and it's to be determined for the men as that will happen on Monday, but we'll talk all about that when we hit it. Plus, it's opening day for Major League Baseball. A couple games in, what's it been like, and have the crowds embraced some of the changes that Major League Baseball is using, has implemented to try to get more people into the game and make those games shorter because there were so many complaints about them. All right, though, dominating our thoughts, I think, is the fact that now 32, officially, that's the total, could be more, after these tornadoes dead, after these tornadoes hit the South and the Midwest and the East, and there's more severe weather coming up this week. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I've tried to describe it so many times every time we have these tornadoes, but now when you see these drone pictures, the overhead shots, it just looks like there was nothing there, and all you see is some dilapidated lumber yard with cars that are thrown in between and wrecked metal. It is that bad in some areas. So 32 is a lot. 9 of the 15 deaths happened in Tennessee in a place called McNairy County, about 100 miles give or take east of Memphis. 4 were in the same building. And, you know, you're talking about death and destruction in a pretty wide swath. What happened with those 4 people, 2 children and an adult died, for example, a tree fell on a house, likely because of the weather. This is the kind of thing that can happen. There were 5 deaths reported in Arkansas and Indiana, 4 in Illinois, fatalities, Alabama, Mississippi, and Delaware. Delaware or Mississippi is just coming off of a disastrous hit last week, and this severe weather just kept on rolling. 180,000 businesses, homes out of power in 8 southern and eastern states on Sunday, pretty late, some still without it because of the strong winds and those toppled trees which pull down the powered lines. And anything outdoors, as my neighbor said to me when we thought we were going to get hit by a hurricane, think of what could be a projectile, even something you think won't be, it becomes it. So really look around. One tornado at the center of destruction in Arkansas drew this data from the National Weather Service, because, you know, it's all about rating what it is. What were the winds up to? EF3. So that means 165 miles an hour. This is the part that is so insane to me, and that I think is such a big part of these stories. 30 miles long and 1.3 miles wide. So that much more is going to get torn up. Look, the governor there, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, of course, declared a state of emergency, activated the National Guard right before things were happening. And there's just so many holes left in people's hearts because they lose family, they lose neighborhoods, they lose jobs. You know, you had severe thunderstorms, flash flooding that also happened in lower Mississippi Valley, that area. So I mean, listen, more severe weather is possible. I know we have people listening to us in some of these great areas. In Little Rock, Arkansas, take cover. A strong storm system is swarming that area, and it's coming from the west, and more thunderstorms are develop on Tuesday and through Wednesday. So we know we have lots of areas that have been declared disaster areas. So there's resources that are available. I guess that's certainly a good thing. But it's just the things that just take you off guard. So five people, for example, in critical condition still after a roof collapsed at a theater in Belvedere, Illinois. One man and 48 others were injured when a storm hit the Apollo Theater on Friday night. And that was during a Sunday storm about 13 miles east of Rockford. So, you know, that theater's in ruins, obviously. You have first responders that get there within minutes, and they're extricating people from the rubble. They're doing whatever they can. I mean, look, there were 250 people that were there unaware for a heavy metal concert when the collapse happened. So automatically people hear that, they start thinking, did they go to that concert? What happened? And you've got families displaced, you have people that are out of sorts, because how could you be right with what's going on, and trying to figure out how they're going to pull it all together. It's just shocking when this hits, and these storm cells are often much bigger than is expected. You have stories of people huddling in closets and then everything around them just totally gone, or in the bathtub with a mattress on top of them. Just a really, really tough couple of weeks when it comes to tornadoes, and it just seems as though these paths get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's not, oh, well, a twister hit. Thank goodness it missed pretty much everybody, but hit a business. Now it's so wide, and it's so long, and it's on the ground for too much time that there are so many other people that get caught in the middle of this. All right, something else happened that was terribly sad that caught my attention over the weekend. Friends and family still mourning the loss of 9 soldiers. They died in a crash last week involving 2 Army Black Hawk helicopters. This happened in Southwest Kentucky. It was one of those training exercises. It happened at about 10 o'clock, and it happened on the 29th. It's the kind of exercises that they do. The multi-ship exercises is what they call them. They use night vision goggles, and unfortunately, the accident happened during flying and not during the part of the drill that's the medical evacuation drill. So, of course, the Army's investigating it. There's a team that's still there. They're at Fort Rucker, Alabama. But how sad for the 101st Airborne Division. I mean, that's a lot of soldiers to be lost in this training exercise. And then reading about them and reading about their families and how long they served for and how they wanted to be a part of that group and what it meant to them. Just, wow. Just in an instant, dedicated, wanting to be there, part of what they were doing those exercises for more knowledge, to learn more, to know more when they're in those situations in the evening when it's just pitch dark, and the things that they do, it's common. But what happened was not common, thank goodness. But what a disaster, and how tough for those families. So our hearts are certainly, definitely, what can we say, with them too as well. All right, coming up next, speaking of last week, which this happened last week, we have more of the Weekly Rewind coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Happened through last week and into the weekend. There's no question about that. So it is time for the weekly rewind. And the biggest story going, and the one that everybody was talking about, of course, is the former president being indicted and the fact that he's going to show up on Tuesday in New York and what happens after that. And all the questions surrounding it, all the speculation and what people think about this indictment and the grand jury in New York with, in some cases, the surprise decision, in other cases, the not such a surprise decision. It's interesting because the president weeks before was saying they're going to arrest me. And remember, that started some conversation. And then it was the grand jury's taking a break. And then all of a sudden it was, well, the grand jury has issued an indictment. So there were all kinds of polls and all kinds of opinions. And that certainly was what the pundits were talking about over the weekend in what I call the weekly swirl, the talking heads across the tube. There was even an ABC poll that said that 55% of Americans don't support the Trump indictment. So that just was released after last week when the story first came out at the tail end of the week. So here are some of the details of that. The poll reported that 88% believe Trump should have been charged. 62% say he should not have been. Another 20% were unsure. A plurality, that's a big word, of Americans, which just means a lot, 47% say the charges against the former president are politically motivated, echoing the sentiment of a lot of Republicans, certainly. And overall, the number that I said, 55% of Americans not backing the move, and the first time in our history a former U.S. president has been charged criminally. We don't know the details. We know the reaction. We know what it's about. We know it's the hush money that was paid to the porn star Stormy Daniels that happened in 2016. It's over $130,000. We know his former lawyer was a key witness, obviously, in this. But is the case strong? What does it mean? And what does it mean for the president in running to be president again? And the answer to that is he could certainly still run legally. And what is also interesting, because when you run, you have to raise money. That's what it's about. So the former president announced that his 2024 presidential campaign raised over $4 million since his indictment by that New York grand jury was announced on Thursday. Yeah. How about that? And most notably, 25% of the donations came from first-time donors to the Trump campaign. So, I mean, this is just really a day after the DA, Alvin Bragg, announced the indictment. So what we do know is it was all about what happened last week, the yin and yang of going back and forth and speculating what can happen and what does it mean. And then we know that Tuesday he's going to be arraigned after 2:15 in the afternoon Eastern. Sometime then is when it will happen. And we know that the courthouse has absolutely been set up with barriers, and that still all the police in New York, no matter what their rank or what department they work for or what precinct they're in, were ordered to wear their blues. And the thought is, will cooler heads prevail, or will there be massive protests, or what is that going to look like in the end? So most of the conversation, part of the rewind, was first the announcement, then the reaction to the announcement, and speculation over what does it mean moving forward, and what does the court of public opinion say. Now, one of the things we also do know in springing the rewind forward is that the former president is planning an 8:15 speech, 8:15 in the evening speech on Tuesday at Mar-a-Lago. That's what a senior campaign advisor has told people. The speech is going to air live in its entirety on Newsmax, and it'll come just hours after that arraignment in the Manhattan court. So he's flying up to New York on Monday, going to the court on Tuesday, and then flying back to Florida, and he'll react to that. Pollster Jim McLaughlin of McLaughlin & Associates has shown the indictment has also boosted internal campaign polling for Trump, who's turned a 12-point lead on the field to 30 points, because that's the other part of this. Well, what does that mean for anybody else running in the Republican Party, and what does it mean for the chances of re-election? So there's a lot happening here. Even, and this was part of the story, was Ron DeSantis, who we believe is running for president, the Florida governor, said that he would not extradite Trump, of course, that's not necessary, but that was, he announced that right away, that that was not going to happen. He was not going to do it. And then he also used the moment to sort of throw out a little bit of a campaign promise, if you will. He said that, you know, his state is on the leading edge of removing woke indoctrination in public institutions and private corporations, and said that Florida will never, ever surrender to the woke mob because our state is where woke goes to die. He did that in Pennsylvania at the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference on Saturday in a speech that also aired, by the way, on Newsmax. And part of what he talked about is different programs that he said just don't stand or won't work in Florida. And because of the, accountability that tends to be tacked on to some of the programs and whatnot. So I think he's certainly laying the groundwork for it. But what does that, again, ultimately mean? If we weren't talking about the former president's indictment, we were perhaps talking about, wow, did you see this thing about eye drops? And that was a big story and continues to be a big story about eye drops that have blinded people. And scary when you think about that, right? I have pretty good eyesight, but I've had irritated eyes where my husband or someone will say to me, oh, just go to the Walgreens, go to wherever, get some eye drops, put that in there. And of course, I'm not looking at brands. I'm looking at, okay, this looks like this would be pretty good to me, and just grabbing something. Not anymore. I'm not just grabbing anything. And probably I would suggest the same for any of you because of what has happened with these stories of these eye drops that just keep getting scarier and scarier as to people having these conditions where they weren't necessarily that severe. You know, everything from just dry eyes to then finding themselves in the middle of this crisis, and it's scary when you think about it. When you think about, when you think about just reaching for eye drops. So a full list of brands have been recalled. It's not just one brand. Initially, there was one brand that they were talking about. And you've got three Americans who have died. You have several more that have suffered from vision loss after becoming infected with this rare drug-resistant strain of bacteria. Federal health investigators are trying to uncover more about the outbreak that have been linked to certain brands of eye drops, leading to a bunch of recalls. So AzariCare, artificial tears, that's one of the eye drops. Delsam Pharma Artificial Tears, another one, a couple of their products. Clear Eyes Once Daily, Eye Allergy Itch Relief. And I think a lot of these drops would have just been there at your local pharmacy. So to me, this is something to pay very, very close attention to. Because so far, the cases of infection have now risen to 68 patients across 16 different states. Three deaths, multiple cases of people going blind, others having their eyeballs surgically removed. Wow. Mailbag coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. It is March 31st, Easter Sunday, Mass being held at the Vatican in Rome.
The outpouring of grief for this young man is real and it is raw. When you see the photos of him with his wife and young son, our hearts break.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own, police officer Jonathan Dillard, the husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers and all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the emails. Boy, a whole bunch of them. Let's dive right into it. Max, who's listening to us in Louisiana, says, wow, shout out to our Lady Tigers because they put the route on, especially all this talk about Iowa, 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 and their star player. I was watching with my two granddaughters, and they were thrilled. One of them is going to LSU next year. So I just wanted to mention that, Kate. I'm sure you were paying attention to what happened, but that's a huge win for LSU because nobody was really necessarily expecting them to close the deal, if you know what I'm saying. I do know what you're saying, Max, and I didn't know you were from Louisiana. I think you're the same Max that has been emailing us the last couple of months at least. And yeah, that's big from what I understand. When I say big from what I understand is because it's their first women's basketball championship. And 102-85 was the final score. So that's the most points, by the way, in a Division I women's title game. How about that? Now, Iowa's 85 was the most in a loss, so it was a high-scoring deal. But good for the Tigers. And I'm sure in Louisiana, I know how Louisiana is about its sports teams. They're going to celebrate as only you can. And LSU is a good school. And this is a big, big win for the unexpected team. I love the underdog always, no matter what. So, yay, Max. Watching with your granddaughters. All right, we move on to this one from Teddy, who says, Kate, I'm with you. There is no way to describe tornadoes. I've listened to you for the past probably 3 years, and I know that you used to live in a place where you were often near tornadoes, and it is a very uneasy feeling when you hear about the potential weather systems. It almost makes you wonder at what point, like with hurricanes, that it's so different, but do you decide this is such a real thing? I just need to get out of here. I just need to go somewhere. Well, that's the problem, isn't it, Teddy? The problem is with tornadoes, it's different than in a hurricane. Like in a hurricane, they call it the cone of uncertainty, right? So they'll say, okay, here's the model from this, from Europe, here's the model from the U.S., here's this model, and you look at it and your city, your area is close to the cone of uncertainty and you say, well, I'm not going to take that chance. With tornadoes, you hear that there may be tornadoes and some of the watches have gotten better, but you're not prepared for what's happening. There's just no way. Is anybody in Memphis thinking, yeah, this is what's going to happen in my county? I'm just hearing that we could have some nasty weather, going to get some big hail, going to have some high winds. Oh, I hope we don't get one of those twisters. And like I said, the thing that is so frightening is how big they are and how long often they're on the ground. And then when you look at the aftermath, you know that's something you don't want to be a part of. You just don't want to be a part of it. Like I described in the beginning, that Apollo Theater, they had a sold-out heavy metal concert, and you had a roof collapse. People were hospitalized. People had to be extracted from that building. Are they thinking that's happening, that it's going to be catastrophic, that it's imminent, that there's going to be a severe threat to human life? And the answer is no. Here's the thing that I would think about. If you're really in an area where you know it's specific, and listen, I started to think about that same thing when I was living in a suburb of Dallas, is do you get a storm shelter? There are storm shelters. Usually they're not cheap, but you save your pennies and maybe you can get one, or maybe someone knows how to build you one, or what is your path to, I need to get out of here. What am I doing? That's why people are huddled in closets. That's why people are in tubs, because this is it. It's coming. I can hear it. It's like a freight train. What do I got to do? And that's what we hear. Get away from the windows, because all of a sudden there's the hail, there's the tornadoes, there's all of that that just falls down on top of you. Yeah, it's tough. And you know, they're working on it. How much can you pinpoint it? What can you figure out to do to warn? And there are warnings, but I guess that's the thing. You just got to heed the warnings and figure out what your next move is. All right, this one is from Jules. I like this. And Jules says, Kate, I'm just curious. I just went and spent a bunch of money on my kids' Easter baskets. They like those big chocolate bunnies, and one of them actually likes Peeps. I don't know how anyone likes them. People talk about them, but I don't get it. My other kid is just an M&M freak, so I got a whole bunch of M&Ms, and of course I'm putting these baskets together. And we used to, when they were younger, paint eggs. Do you remember doing the painted egg thing? I do remember doing that, but I was really young when we did it too. because what did we want? We wanted this stuff in our Easter basket. I like those malt balls. My mother used to give me the malt balls. Oh, I love those malt balls. And then the little chocolate eggs, the tinfoil covered eggs. You all know what I mean by that. And jelly beans, right? The right kind of jelly beans. I mean, I have to say I would like probably pick around the ones I didn't like. But I don't know about it. It's interesting because when you asked about the, you know, remember painting eggs, with the price of eggs, I wonder how many people are not going to do that. I mean, the cost of eggs is like 55% more than it was last year. So are you going to do up the eggs? And I don't know, maybe not. But it's crazy the amount that's spent on candy, just like Halloween is another big time for candy. For Easter, the National Retail Federation always throws out a crazy number of what's expected to be spent, $24 billion. $3.3 billion on candy, $7.3 billion on food. You know, I get the food thing, and food costs are higher because having family over, doing an Easter dinner or lunch, whatever it is, that makes sense. I think a lot of people, I'm just going to dive into this for a quick second, do the, especially when they have different families and kids, do the plastic eggs and put money in the plastic eggs and hide them in the yard. That's always fun. Right? That would also be right up there with the greatest hits of my mother. We hit a bunch of eggs. Yay! And there's just a handful of us to go and find them. Yay! Even better. All right. And then there was a whole bunch of emails I got. Like this one I got from Leo, who says, "Hey, Kate, I'm a big fan of your show. I know you were just in Miami and you were talking about the night before it happened, the word was that there wasn't going to be this indictment anytime soon because the grand jury was taking a break. And isn't it interesting? It's probably part of the maneuvering of the timing of this whole thing. And after all, now the grand jury does decide to indict. And it does make you wonder, it's all sealed up now, what we'll ultimately learn, where do these charges stem from? We know just the very skeleton basic facts of it, and we know that Michael Cohen is the guy that I think they were relying on for information. I'll be very curious to see what happens on Tuesday. Needless to say, it's a very, very big day, and I would hope that cooler heads prevail and there's not any kind of crazy nonsense that goes on. I mean, if somebody wants to protest, I think they should be able to peacefully protest, but let's hope we don't have any crazy happening. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that. Not worth it. I mean, if you want to protest, you're not happy. There's so many ways to do it other than to do some harm to somebody and put yourself in a situation where then also, guess what? You could get arrested. So, yeah, I mean, there are definitely threats, I think, that are escalating. But what are the credible threats and what aren't the credible threats and, you know, all of that. Okay, so I got another one. I mean, I got a whole bunch, but I got this one, too, from Keith, who says, you know, the problem is if you have a grand jury, well, the grand jury hears the evidence, they make the decision. So it ultimately is up to the grand jury. You have 23 people on this grand jury in total, and it's what they decided. So like it or not, this indictment happens. And ultimately, if you look at what the basics are here, this doesn't seem to me like there would be any serious jail time. Of all the things that have been investigated and have been talked about with the former president, this is probably the weakest of all of them. So what will we learn coming next week? I absolutely will be enthralled by all of that and how things move forward. I like the use of the word enthralled, but you're right.
Thank you. My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Talk about their busted brackets. It was a rough couple of weeks, wasn't it? But that's what makes it exciting, that the unexpected happens. It's so easy and predictable to look at teams and say, oh, yeah, I mean, here's your top four. Most likely they're going to be in the eight. And then, oh, there might be a Cinderella team here or there. So for the men, UConn versus San Diego State, that's what it ended up to be. It wasn't going to be Florida in the end. There was so much conversation about what if two Florida teams are taking each other on for the right to hoist the trophy and be crowned college champion. But the Aztecs and the Huskies had something to say about that. The Huskies probably have a little bit of the advantage, but you never know, because we have seen what happens when we think we know what's happening, and it's not what happens. It's how we get burned, right? And that's why it's so difficult to predict, and that's why they have these bracket challenges, and sometimes somebody offers some crazy amount of money for whatever bracket. You think, there's only these many teams. I'm gonna figure out a way to nail this. Florida Atlantic, barely lost to San Diego State. It was a buzzer beater. It was a thrilling game. But the Aztecs won on Saturday, 72-71, to send them into Monday's game. UConn easily beating Miami. Different story in that game. 72-59, the final score. And now we'll see what happens with the men. For the women, I already mentioned this because in the mailbag I was asked about it. What I thought, and LSU with the very big historic win, their first 102 as far as the women's NCAA championship, national champs, 102-85 over Iowa. Huge. Their bench was incredible. They just outscored Iowa. Surprising, though, because Iowa just seemed like they had the edge. And I know a lot of people are listening in Iowa that are probably very, very disappointed. But there are people listening in Louisiana, and they're pretty excited and proud. It was a very, very big moment. And now there's conversation about the women's tournament, right? And should they be wrapped in? Should the women's tournament be wrapped into some of the areas where, like, where the men are holding their tournament? Should they just wrap the tournament, combine the men and the women's final fours, and have them in the same place around the same at the same time, basically? And there are lots of opinions about this. Most of them, no, keep it separate. And it probably makes sense to keep it separate. Don't dilute whatever's happening with the men and the women, but maybe it would be a bigger audience. Maybe that's part of what the idea is, what the thinking is. That, okay, well, what if you had this? You know, it's kind of like I just got back from the tennis tournament in Miami, and you have the best men and women playing there. And there are a handful of times where that happens in the majors and in the Sunshine Doubles, which is in Miami. And before that, it was in Palm Springs. And so people will watch both. There'll be a women's match, and there'll be a big men's match and other matches. And they'll decide in the beginning where they're going, and they're all in the same grounds. And it creates more excitement, and it works. I don't know if that would work for the Final Four to do the combining, but it's an interesting theory, isn't it? So I had the chance to talk to these tennis players, at least certainly in the press conferences and different things that they hold after the matches, because it becomes just one really big, crazy moment running from place to place. But Daniil Medvedev beat Jannik Sinner from Italy for the Miami Open title. There were some American men who did quite well, and you got a couple American tennis players, men who are in the top from the U.S., who are in the top 10. So it's kind of an exciting time for men's tennis from the good old USA perspective. Medvedev is a pretty worthy adversary. He has won so many tournaments in the beginning of this season. One of the things he found out, of course, being Russian, is at these tournaments, they don't put the flag out. Like, they don't, next to their name, usually they have the country where they're from, the United States, the UK, Italy, wherever it might be, Croatia, France. And in the case of Medvedev and other Russians, they don't have that flag. There's no flag up. There's no indication of it. They are not in any way allowed to be connected to Russia. And that's our decision. That's the decision of the ATP, the men's tour, and the women's tour. So Medvedev found out, because it didn't look like they were going to be able to compete for one of the big tournaments, which is Wimbledon, but he found out he was able to be a part of Wimbledon, which is a big tournament that comes up, obviously, in the UK, one of the majors. And after beating Jannik Sinner 7-5, 6-3, that moves him even higher up the chain of number one in the world in men's tennis. That will come out after this tournament. Here's what he had to say about finding out about playing on the grass.
I had some tough losses there. I want to try to turn this around. It's a beautiful tournament. It's a beautiful Grand Slam. And I'm really happy that I'm going to be able to play there this year.
There you go. On the women's side, there's several great U.S. female players. One of them is Jess Pegula. Her family owns the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. And she's just coming into her own. She's got a great personality. She won the doubles with another American player, Coco Gauff. She didn't make it to the finals, but she made it all the way to the semis. So just a step away from the finals here. She's having a really, really good season. She talked about her warm-up and what she does in these crazy situations where you have rain delays in between, you have to keep warm, you have to figure out the ways that you can bounce back after not getting a lot of sleep, for example. Here's what she had to say.
I try to time it as best I can. I try to do, you know, as many sets that I can of my warm-up, and then I switch to something more dynamic, and it's nice to have the field out there, so I just, like, kick around the soccer ball. My soccer skills aren't very good. Throw the football a couple times, and I think just try to warm up and loosen up and keep your energy levels up. I think it's hard when you're following a match, especially one that splits. You really don't know, you know, how it's going to go, but I've had a couple of those this week already, and it doesn't really bother me too much. I think we're all used to adapting and having to, you know, maybe change or warm up or change something depending on how the match first goes.
All right, so pretty exciting. She's fun to watch. Again, she's a great personality. She's number 3 in the world, and this tennis tournament was such a delight to go and see it and to be there in Miami. Wow, the prize money overall, crazy. For the men and the women, it's the exact same. They give out over $17 million in prize money. Yes, a lot on the line. The Miami Open was held at the Hard Rock Stadium, which is where the Dolphins play. And it's amazing to see how they transformed that tennis court. How they transformed it the way they did. And then F1 is coming up, and they're going to transform it again, and they were already working on that. I'm going to post some of that on my Facebook, and you can go to my Facebook at Kate Delaney fan page, and you'll be able to see some of this. But it was pretty amazing. So hats off to the Miami Open. They did just a wonderful job. It was great to see people out there at the sporting event and walking around and feeling happy to be there and see it in full swing. Yeah. Boy, so much more we could have talked about in the man cave. And just like that, the music means we got to say adios. It was Major League Baseball's opening weekend, so that was kind of fun to see that. I am a baseball fan, and I've covered baseball my whole life, so it's opening week is always, always fun when you get out to one of those games. And I know that people do that sometimes. If they have to play hooky, they do that. They take a day off from work. And you saw some interesting things already happening, but we're just a couple of games in, for goodness sake. So if the Yankees blank the Giants 6-0, okay. The Mets beat the Marlins 5-1. Don't panic. There's a lot of baseball left. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.